Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Buddy Greg Warren's going to phone the program. He's coming to town for a private, and Nick's got some privates this weekend, too. So
yes, he does.
He can't talk about his private shows because they're secret. They're like backroom stuff, right?
But if you're in Falls City, Nebraska, or Atlantic, Iowa, I might see you this weekend.
Is it an eyes wide shut kind of thing?
Yeah. We'll see. I'll bring my mask. Right.
Secret society.
Yeah, exactly. Come in the back. Well, come around back, whatever. I said the wrong way. I was right the first time.
Yeah.
So I heard you were laughing earlier this morning, Craig.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
explain what happened.
You know, it's always a
Busher flipped me off because you know he's telling me the story.
Yeah, because this window is not completely soundproof.
Oh, really?
Okay. When Craig really gets to going, and I've got the monitors down in
okay.
here,
all
I
right.
could hear right through the
Remind
glass.
Remind me not to talk crap about Puss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually I talk crap about it to his face, so I'm not worried about it.
Well,
it's like Jim. Really, so we don't. No, it's the opposite of Jim. We talk crap to each other. It's right to each other's face. Yeah.
So I was sitting out in the coffee shop this morning before anybody else showed up.
Right. We work in a coffee shop.
And I'm, you know, looking through the stuff as I'm preparing for today. And I see that, and I think this is cool, the Foo Fighters are helping out Fraggle Rock. Fraggle Rock going back onto Apple TV Plus. Fraggle Rock back to the rock. And so the Foo Fighters put together the theme song for Fraggle Rock, and it sounds pretty good. Sounds a little
probably sounds better than the original stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
probably the best thing they ever did.
Yeah,
according to me.
So I'm out here listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out here listening to it. Oh yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. And what happens next?
So Puss then tells me, "Oh yeah, man. When I was a kid, I used to sit out in the living room and watch that all the time. I loved that show." Well,
setting you up off the air. I remember you being out there a lot, Puss. I do.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so when he says this, I just start giggling.
And you realize what you said, right?
Yeah.
He starts laughing.
He starts laughing. I'm like, what are you laughing? Oh, God.
Yeah. Yes, set yourself up.
I'm just laughing.
Well, we would call. We would say, hey, is Fraggle Rock on? We'll be over.
We know, start the tape.
We know the kid doesn't pay attention to anything unless Fraggle Rock's on.
So I'm just out there.
I got a VHS
all by
of Fraggle
myself.
Rock.
I'm all by myself out in the coffee shop just dying.
Well, we'd show up at the VHS of Fraggle Rock to get him going.
That's all you need.
I came back in here to my room and go back to work. And literally for like 5 minutes, all I hear is out there is him just just laughing to himself. Ass.
I love this. You try to share a genuine childhood memory.
Yeah. Yeah. I did. I love that show.
Yeah, try that on this show.
Yeah.
He can't do it.
Yeah, we remember you watching Fraggle Rock.
Are me and Craig walking in the back door.
While he's watching Fraggle Rock.
That's genuine.
Yeah, I just you just don't share childhood memories around here.
Well, we have different memories of your childhood.
Yeah.
And they're sincere.
No, they're not.
We have different memories of your childhood. Yes, we do. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so that's how the show brings me joy.
Well, throw yourself under the bus here now, Craig. You told me about your one.
Oh, I forget what.
Your cover. This girl can sing like you.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, also, as I'm preparing for today,
right,
and we're about to run out of everything I prepared, I also noted that not only is Biden calling people a stupid son of a bitch, and they are, and that puss is watching Fraggle Rock, but also I see that this artist that we're familiar with, that we've heard of, Chloe Bailey, she's got a new cover out, and unfortunately, it is her latest cover is to the 1974 soul classic Lovin' You by Minnie Riperton.
She's the mother, by the way, of
Maya
Rudolph.
Lovin' You is more than just a dream come true.
This is Chloe Bailey.
Everything that I do,
she gets a note here.
Is
it. Oh, she hit it.
Nice. Yeah.
Now.
She hit it.
You duetted once with Minnie Riperton.
Well.
You know what? I had never
they
heard.
Sound very similar.
You know, I don't know because I don't follow a lot of what people do with covers because you don't know how many times songs have been covered that are not hits.
That's
But I've never heard a version of that since that song.
No, nor have I.
Now, somebody might have released it. We didn't hear about it, but that's because they're probably afraid of that note and they hit that note.
Of that one note. Right. Yeah.
But Craig wasn't afraid.
No.
He said, I won't do the note, but I'll join you. It's like Craig didn't want to sing. He joins ZZ Top. Oh, this is live on stage, by the way, here.
I'm live on stage.
You ever want to go down a rabbit hole? There's a website called secondhandsongs.com, and it lists, you type in the song, it lists every cover version ever
because
made.
There's a lot of people that have done covers that you never hear because they're not hits. They never get played. They're like a third track on an album or something.
Right.
Like
it's pretty comprehensive.
So I'm sure somebody's done Minnie Riperton before, but that girl nailed the voice.
She really did. Chloe Bailey, she's good.
I think a lot of people would have shied away because of that note.
Yeah. Not Craig.
Nope. Surprised somebody doesn't have a accompanying them in another cover. I'm sure they do.
Well, the Clash brought in Craig too, by the way. Remember that, right? And of course, Warren Zevon brought Craig in.
Lawyers.
Guns and money. Dad, get me out of this.
I believe Warren Zevon is, not having a birthday today, but would have had a birthday today.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Because our buddy Tattooed Tony worked with a lot of music people.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be friends with Zevon.
Yeah, Zevon was great, man.
Yeah, that's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Damn it, now I got to go listen to that last album he made and cry like a baby.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're on
some Fraggle Rock to cheer yourself
up. Like a baby. Used to cry like a baby at the end of Fraggle Rock.
Well, you were a baby.
That's why.
Good thing. He doesn't remember much.
No. No, it would have been yesterday.
Maybe the friendly strangers walking by.
Yeah. That didn't even be easier before he could start talking.
Very friendly.
That's what mom said.
Friendly strangers walking by.
Warren Zevon's been dead since 03.
Yep.
Yeah. You're not.
No,
I almost just said that.
I felt it coming. Preemptive strike.
Now you would think this isn't true, but I haven't seen your mom in a long time in person, so that's what I'm always afraid of seeing her now after this bit for the past 8-9 years.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, shook him over. See, wow. Mike and I. Morning, Fred. Morning, Ralph.
Yeah. Well, what about his dad?
His dad's cool.
He really has to be.
Yeah. They both understand how essential this bit is to the success of the show. It's got to be.
And there's something like that. Son works on the show, and that's important.
Right.
Oh, man.
Again, I'll point out, Nick's mom's alive.
And she's got a boyfriend, and he calls every other day.
She's taken.
Yeah, I ain't touching that, not after Luke.
Oh, yeah, he's just done sitting in the room.
Yeah, she's full.
And that's the key word.
So to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, that dance card is full.
Yeah.
Former Des Moines pastor.
This is so good. A pastor got in trouble.
Charged with criminal mischief.
What'd he do?
Connected to a TikTok challenge.
Doing something mischievous?
Timothy Rude is pastor emeritus at Walnut Creek Church in Des Moines. He's charged with driving his son and his son's buddy around Des Moines to pound on front doors, causing thousands of dollars in damages. Police say the teens kicked in a screen door and broke glass at one house. Damage was reported at many other houses. The incidents are for TikTok videos showing kids kicking doors to match the music of the Kesha song Die Young. It's called the Heartbeat Challenge.
Everybody's packing in their houses anymore. You're going to risk getting shot?
Police say it got out of hand in this case. They say that Pastor Rude admitted that he drove his kid around the west side 24 times during four nights last month. The church released a statement saying that, well, Rude suffered a brain aneurysm in 2016. That's when they moved him to emeritus status.
Pastor ain't right.
Pastor ain't right.
Pastor ain't right.
And he quit the charges after he was notified of his, he quit the church, rather, after he was notified of the criminal charges. Yeah. So
your dad will do it. He's nuts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The dad's just like, did you get him?
Yeah. These TikTok challenges are just dumb.
That one's dumb.
Totally. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet. I'll have to ask my son about that.
On four nights, that's a lot.
Whose dad'll do that? He ain't right.
It's bad when the least dumb one was the Kool-Aid Man thing, just running through fences.
Yeah, it's still damage, but you're right.
But that was the least dumb one we've heard of.
Yeah, you're basically hurting yourself and somebody's fence.
I mean, eating the Tide Pods, the lug nuts, they're all dumb. Stealing stuff from like school bathrooms.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
All of them.
Oh, that
gum.
Kid, that kid that took that dump.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That kid that pooped at a school in this town. Yeah, he got suspended, I believe.
Yeah, it makes running through a fence look quaint.
No, I tell my son all the time. I realize kids are kids and stupid. I said, don't do this stuff. I said, you can look at these videos and have other guys get in trouble, but you don't. Just don't do it.
Because I will kick your ass if you do.
I mean, I've done stupid stuff in my life, but, you know, you got to be careful. We didn't tape any of it.
Man, it wasn't filmed.
Yeah, that's called evidence.
You know, yeah.
That fence one to me is just, it's funny. Like, were just sitting in a backyard hanging out, and all of a sudden, this kid just comes barreling through the fence.
And so there's plastic ones, right, where you can actually get some good, because they won't. I mean, you got to run pretty hard to get through one of those plastic ones, but they'll give a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to run through a chain link one, or we have big metal fences in my house.
Like you say, there's some of those fences on the backside of the houses that face the main street in my neighborhood.
Those kind of fences,
Every year, snow plows come by, throw snow at them,
and they bend them down.
They're just beat down. Big holes in them.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The film and TV union SAG-AFTRA is calling for an end to solo live news shots after a reporter was hit by an SUV last week.
Well, it's solo, right? Because nobody sees the person.
Right.
Well, that's just going to be, TV company's not going to pay anybody.
No, they just won't send anybody out.
Because the TV will not send, they won't pay for two people anymore. We're in the broadcast business. It's pretty brutal.
No, video anymore. Of that reporter getting hit by the SUV has gone viral. Shows her getting sideswiped by live on air.
Yeah, the guy on the camera.
She wasn't hurt, got back up to finish her report.
Yeah, if a guy was on camera, he would say, get out of the way. He'd see it coming, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the standard at this point. They just send those reporters out on their own with a tripod and a camera.
Right, that's it. Especially, I think this place was at, what, Morgantown, West Virginia, or something like that?
Charleston, yeah, West Virginia.
I'm guessing, yeah, networks. Yeah. Network has people.
Not a big market.
Network has people.
No, yeah, you're talking local. Local news. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Did they get rid of the camera guys at the TV station we used to work at?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd imagine some people, like, at high school football games and stuff, there used to be teams of two people.
Yeah.
You know, nope. Somebody on the camera and the reporter. Now the reporter.
Free story, Orgy Joy.
It's just a guy in his camera.
Yeah, he's setting up the camera on his own, standing in front of it.
That is the woman getting hit, by the way.
Let me hear it again.
Okay.
On the 3's Tori Yorke joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, now we're starting to experience water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
I'm okay. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so good.
That's my favorite part of that.
We're good, Tim. Man, are so sweet, and you are okay.
I am so sorry.
It is all good.
By the way, her name's Tori Yorke.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about that.
Sorry, I just got hit by a rock.
Yep. Yeah. Tori Yorke.
Yep.
I like the complete lack of concern on the anchor's part.
I know.
He didn't ask anything.
Well, now she came out afterwards and said he had looked down from the screen, so he didn't see it happen.
Oh, okay.
So he was trying to figure out what had happened.
Right.
Well, she said, I just got hit by a car, and he was just like, yeah. Oh, that hasn't happened before.
Then you say, are you all right?
Generally,
that's the reflex.
She later on said, no, he's cool. Don't worry about him.
That was her last day there, by the way. That was her last day on the job.
Really?
She was moving to Pittsburgh to go on there somewhere.
Oh, got a bigger gig, huh? Good for her.
Yeah. Somewhere where they maybe have a camera guy.
Pittsburgh might, yeah.
They might. They might not.
Well,
too.
I don't know how big Charleston is. Charleston, West Virginia, I've at least heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
Pittsburgh's obviously
the biggest city in West Virginia. Yeah. But Pittsburgh's a bigger market than Charleston, yeah. Tori Yorke.
Yep.
So, yeah, maybe send them out with a spotter.
We work with a ton of people that we've known a ton of people that do local news. I'm not sure. You're right. They're probably out by themselves now, aren't they?
Well, yeah, that's why they call them multimedia journalists now, okay. Not a reporter. All right. That means you set up the camera, too.
Yeah, and watch for the cars behind you. Yeah. You can't see.
Right.
Right.
Multimedia journalists.
Yeah.
Market rank number 70. Charleston, Huntington, West Virginia.
Right. Some people would say don't set the camera up in the street, but.
Yeah.
How else are you going to see the water being
and
break?
I also love the fact I get hit by cars a lot of time in college. If you're drunk walking across the street, all the time. That's what it's like to me.
And he's just like, oh, okay. Be like, wait.
Let's go back to that.
No big deal. Happens to me all the time.
Well, no, I still think she got hit doing a news story.
I don't think so,
because she said, I got hit just like that in college. Meaning she was doing a report.
I don't know about that.
She couldn't see the car. Yeah.
I think you're projecting a little.
I wonder how many times she said that. I got hit just like that.
Yeah,
in college.
From behind.
Yeah.
I'm used to getting hit from behind. That stuck to the tape.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Mm-hmm. You
Sorry,
are.
I just got hit by a rock.
Yeah, you did.
You're used to getting hit from three different angles.
Sometimes four.
Tori Yorke. Yeah, those videos of reporters by themselves, or just anywhere, even they're not by themselves, because you don't know. I'm always, especially when they're outside something dangerous, I'm always just something as bad is going to happen.
Well, even just when some jackass wants to walk by and mess with them.
Right, and they do.
And,
they
know, it'd be nice to have some backup.
And when there's a hot girl there, a hot reporter, and these creeps walk up and go, backup, some just big camera guy, right?
Just be nice to have a second body there.
Right,
well, you'd think it'd be a safety issue.
Right, they don't care.
Just for the way people...
saving a salary.
TV reporters.
No,
that's
cost,
just saving a salary.
That would cost the TV station $30.
Right.
They send somebody out for.
Well, you have to employ a guy.
You have
to employ a guy.
Yep. Now, all those newsrooms are really bare bones now.
Yeah.
Oh.
La.
There is a picture going out there from Bourbon County, Kentucky. I forget if I sent this over to Puss or not. A limo with a stripper pole mounted on the trunk.
Oh, it's just parked. It parks places, and you just have a
was spotted beached on a slope in a small creek, completely abandoned. It had left the road.
Anybody in it?
Yeah, was the dancer still attached?
I don't know what your definition of the word abandoned is.
Oh, yeah, it usually means nobody's around, huh?
Usually.
Todd's joke still works. I love that joke. Thank you, Todd.
Hours after the limo left the road.
Apparently it makes some people crabby.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hours after the limo left the road, the incident was reported to the sheriff's department. The police impounded the vehicle. Now the owner has opened a GoFundMe page to get the limo out of impound. On the page titled New Year's Limo Fun Gone Wrong, owner Troy Jones states, "My name is Troy. I'm trying to raise enough funds to recover my limousine from the impound and pay the toll bill. Want to apologize for my car being placed somewhere where it never should have been."
So
that's it. No explanation.
Didn't say how it got there.
No explanation.
You know, got there.
That's it.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
Bourbon put it there.
So far, about $100 has been contributed toward the $5,500 goal.
$100.
The vehicle's owner claims that the pole is meant for flags. However, the pole's height and diameter, as well as the visibly reinforced trunk lid and mounted lights, suggest otherwise.
I like that. You pull up the limo and she hops out and she dances. Y'all sit around the trunk. You know?
Yeah, I think it's meant for parades.
Yeah.
That would make parades a lot more interesting.
Something for the kids.
Right in front of the band.
Yep.
Excellent. Greg Warren later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.